Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. A third major event at Northfield's wastewater treatment plant leaves plenty of lingering questions. On Tuesday morning, a pipe break led city staff to dump 1 million gallons of sewage water into the Cannon River, affecting river activities from Highway 3 downriver to Lake Bilsby. Dakota County officials closed the beach on Tuesday and warned everyone to have no direct contact with Lake Bilsby water. The city confirmed elevated levels of bacteria in the Cannon. Additional sampling and testing is being conducted. In January, a pipe plug failure flooded the plant with 5 feet of water. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said at that time that 400 gallons of partially treated wastewater spilled onto the ground. He estimated $200,000 worth of damage. Then came the fire in late May that destroyed the pasteurization vessel in the biosolids building, resulting in $5 million in damage and an estimated $1 million in trucking out sludge until that can be fixed, which could be a year. The actual cause of the fire has not been determined. Now this latest pipe failure affecting river activities for many. Bennett said the plant is running at critical to stable condition. Employees are manually operating the equipment. There have been several public works employees who have left since Bennett reorganized staff when he accepted the director position in August of 2015. Some sources have raised concerns regarding the number of staff at the treatment plant and the level of knowledge they have of the operations. Administrator Martig assures KYMN that that facility is fully staffed with trained employees. Martig said there were 8 to 10 on the scene, along with contractors on site. Martig, Mayor Pownell, and Bennett will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with more information. Services for kids and adults with developmental disabilities are quite different. Betsy Spethman and her husband Jim Rosso have 2 children. Their adult son has multiple disabilities. While Laura Baker Services offers much, they cannot meet all the needs, and once the disabled reach 21, Spethman says,
there is a cliff on services and direction and support, and families are on their own. There's a saying, Jeff, that kids who finish high school go to college or go to work, and kids with disabilities go home to their bedroom.
She said families here are struggling with that. Often one parent quits their job to care for their child. The second misperception is that employment is the solution.
But it isn't. The real solution for young adults with disabilities is engagement. And that means meaningful activity and connection to people.
Some parents have created entrepreneurial opportunities, such as lawn care, delivery service. But the issue with that is what happens when the parents are no longer there. Rosso has set up Art Makers Productions with their son.
We do a wide range of arts activities during the day, and where we connect up people with disabilities with people from the general community and artists from the general community. And we work on artistic activities together. Mm-hmm.
The process of the production, or any art form they choose, is really the most important piece, the engagement. One other misperception is that the goal is to launch these individuals to independence. Spethman says it's not.
Our whole culture would do better if we thought about graceful interdependence rather than promoting independence, because independence really is just another word for alone.
Spethman and Rosso are advocating for a community-based initiative, a Guardians Council, wherein the community reaches out with a variety of engagement opportunities. Listen to their full interview on KYMNradio.net. And motorists on I-35 between County Road 9 and Highway 21 in Faribault can expect single-lane traffic, ramp detours, and delays beginning July 9th. Crews will pave approximately 4 miles of southbound I-35. The $8 million project is expected to last until fall. News from around the state is next.